$1,000. Can you imagine that? And it's going to be still for a very long time, I think. Well, only a third of Frozen's revenue came from the U.S. So two-thirds came from the rest of the world. That means there's something about Frozen that resonates with people all around the world. So Frozen somehow makes an important connection with what people are experiencing and feeling everywhere. It somehow captures, in some way, the common human condition. It resonates. The gospel is God's answer to the human condition. Frozen resonates with people around the world, but so does Jesus, who brings life to people around the world. The gospel in Disney, Frozen. Let it go. John 3:16. For God so loved the world, He gave His one and only Son. In Disney's version, it's about two sister princesses, Elsa and Anna of Arendelle, a Dutch fjord area. Elsa was born with a special power to make winter, snow, ice, cold. And the kids are playing around when they're small, and Elsa accidentally shoots Anna in the head with an ice blast. Her parents take her to the trolls, who in Disney's version are good guys, who heals Anna's brain, but warns the heart not so easy. They fix her brain, but at the same time, they erase her memory. There's great beauty in her special power, but also great danger. She must learn to control it. And so fear will be her enemy. And therefore, out of fear, her parents decide to protect her. They give her gloves and shut her up in her room where she was supposed to learn to control her powers. She struggles. Year after year, the powers seem to come out of nowhere, no matter what she does. She tries to train herself to focus, to suppress the powers, to suppress her emotions, but somehow it's just so unwieldy. So for years, she is kept locked away from everyone, and from Anna, who is heartbroken that she, in a real sense, has lost a sister. So fear keeps Elsa isolated. She cannot control it. Actually, it controls her. This is a human condition that resonates with us. We don't have frozen powers, but we are each born with something special, something unique, a power that can change things, make a difference. God put in you something amazing. We can sense that we're not just random blobs here drifting around. Our lives have a purpose and a meaning. We have a special calling. We may not understand it, and it can scare us. We each have the potential for beauty, but also for great danger. And this resonates with kids, especially teens, who went fanatic over this movie. For they're trying to grow into what their lives can be. They have to learn self-control, but at the same time, there's this inner person trying to break out. How do you do that? How do you control, but yet be who you really are? This is not just a teen issue, after all, is it? We all know about this. We all live in our lives, whether we be 8 or 18 or 80. And we ask, how can we control who we are and what we can do, but also still fully be who we are created to be? How do you do that? There is fear here. Fear of the danger. When we don't manage us well, we hurt others. So we struggle. Struggle to not push others away by what we do. At the same time, perhaps we need to pull back so we won't. And there is that great human fear. We fear being alone. We all have the need to be in meaningful relationships. Somehow, being human means being connected with others. Elsa takes on that fear, lets it take over, and she keeps herself from everyone. So she is truly cursed. She's deprived of meaningful relationships with others because she cares about them so much. She doesn't want to hurt them. They might be afraid of her, call her a monster, run away, if they only knew. Her parents, in the movie, tragically die. What is it with Disney and absent parents? Think about it. Skim through the movies in your mind. Never parents around. Anyway, Elsa turns 18, and it's time for her coronation as queen. Anna is ecstatic because the palace had been a prison to her, and now finally they get to open up the doors and let people in. But it terrifies Elsa. Don't let them in. Don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel. Put on a show. Make one wrong move and everyone will know. She almost makes it. But Anna, in that day, managed to fall in love with a guy that she just met hours earlier, and then they committed to get married. Elsa freaks out, like a good person she should. And she tells them they can't get married. And an argument ensues, and as her feelings fly, so do her powers. And everyone sees. People are surprised. Some freak out. A few begin to wonder if she's dangerous or a menace. One calls her a monster. This is her worst fears of all these years. They are turning against her. And so Elsa turns and runs. She decides to just put it all behind her. She'll go live by herself where she is free to be herself. No judgment, no fear. And she becomes the Snow Queen.
No.
let it go. Let the storm rage on. The cold never bothered me anyway. This feeling resonates with so many. The gloves come off. No more trying to be careful. That perfect girl is gone. No more always trying to do the right thing. Finally free to do whatever my heart longs for. Let it go. I took my kids to this movie in the theater. When I came to this scene, I was horrified. Kids being taught that they can just let it all go. Do whatever you want. Give up trying to do what is right and good. Stop all that self-control stuff. Just be who you feel like. Forget everyone else. Turn away and slam the door. No lines. No right, no wrong, no rules for me. I am free. The cold never bothered me anyway. And the song went viral. It's been everywhere. Let it go. If you haven't seen the movie, you've heard the song. Radio, internet, stores. It was even in a birthday card. I turned 45 this past week. Let it go. Let it all go. Whoa. You see, as a pastor and as a parent, my main job is to tell people to not let it all go. It's not let it go, it's no. Don't just live by your feelings, whatever feels right. Yikes! What would that do to my marriage? To my career? To my degree program? To my savings? To anything I have to work hard at consistently over time? Yet, the song resonates with us, with our deep yearnings to just break free and do whatever we want. That has universal appeal. It sounds so good. Sleep in. Forget work. Buy the new gizmo. Eat a donut. I had it on my birthday. It's something that we just want to want. It's what we think we want. But my job, what you all pay me for, is to help us see that selfishness is what sin is made of. It's caring only about yourself, putting yourself first, and it's so destructive. When you let it go, you actually lose what you're hoping to have. I went to go visit Blanche. She had just heard that her truck-driving husband of 26 years had filed for divorce. She was devastated. I still love him, but he doesn't love me. What can I do? Her husband had refused to try to work things out, to go to counseling. Nothing. I would do anything, she sobbed, but he won't, and I can't make him. It's over. I'm stuck. He had let it go. You see, it may seem so attractive, but it really doesn't deliver. Proverbs 14:12. There's a way that seems right to a person, but its end is the way of death. It doesn't deliver. Instead, we go for a deeper wisdom. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. Your path straight, truly fulfilling, life with purpose and meaning. If you submit, wow, that's a bad word, submit to God's way. So I was horrified with millions of children singing Let It Go across the country, and all their parents rapidly downloading it on their kids' iPods. Yikes! But then I started to go through the movie again. Teresa missed it the first time, so I went the second time so she could go along. I wondered how bad it was. And as I went the second time, I discovered the genius, actually, that Disney had put into the story. You see, this is not the end of the story. Elsa did experience that release by walking away from it all and creating a beautiful castle for herself. But, and here's the key. At the end of her big song ballad, what happens? The very end. She turns around, goes back into her palace, and the door slams shut. She's still alone. Just like in her room. Her beautiful castle was simply a fancy prison. She was able to have no meaningful relationship with anyone. She may have thought that the cold never really bothered her, but she realizes she's lying to herself. Anna comes after her, because Anna believes that together, if Elsa would just work things out, they could live a happy life together, have that relationship they crave. And Elsa finds out she's stuck.
Goodbye, Elsa. Wait.
No, I'm just trying to protect you.
You don't have to protect me. I'm not afraid. Please don't shut me out again. Please don't slam the door. You don't have to keep your distance anymore. Because for the first time in forever, I finally understand. For the first time in forever, we can fix this hand in hand. We can head down this mountain together. You don't have to live in fear. Because for the first time in forever, I will be right here. Please go back home. Life awaits. Don't join the sun and open up the gates.
Yeah, but I know.
You mean well. Believe me.
Elsa realizes that what she thinks is freedom actually isn't. Disney so excellently captures the paradox. Elsa thinks she can be free by just letting it all go, but she finds that there's no such thing, really. She has hurt all those she cares about. Her power affects so many. Arendelle is all under snow. And her frustration, she even hurts the one person she cares about the most. She accidentally ice zaps her sister in the heart. At this point, she's captured and put in prison, symbolic of her plight. It's much worse than before. She's still trapped, and this time literally. Through a twisting of conspiracy and subversion, she is accused of treason against her own country and sentenced to death. Meanwhile, Anna's frozen heart starts turning her frozen. Her condition can only be healed, we find out, by an act of true love. Everyone immediately thinks she needs a kiss from her fiancé. Evidently, everyone in that movie had watched Snow White and Sleeping Beauty. Right? They try it. It doesn't work. And the movie comes to a climax with a grieving Elsa about to be struck down with a sword and a half-frozen Anna stumbling about who at the last moment turns, sees Elsa, and saves her. And so that's how the movie ends. Right? Okay, there's a little more. But you know, they really love to milk these things. Anna stays frozen for 62 seconds. I timed it. Oh, the emotional drama they take you through. Yeah. And see, it's Anna's sacrificing of herself for Elsa that is the act of true love. That thaws the frozen. She gave herself to another. When Elsa asks her why, she goes, "Of course, because I love you." And that's the key to the whole movie. Love is what can heal the freezing power. And here, Disney gets it right again. This is the gospel that is God's response to the human condition. Love is the answer. But it's not the love that we normally think about. It's not that feeling or an emotion. Anna learned this in the movie for her own love journey. What she thought was love, and when she wanted to get married, wasn't actually true love. For true love is a choice. It's a decision of the will. It's action. We see this in Jesus. He is the Savior of all people because He loves us all and gives Himself for us. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son. That's true love. In the frozen cold of winter, Jesus chose to be born as a baby to come and give Himself as a Savior. The word that the Bible uses for this is called agape. It means self-sacrificing, committed, giving, acted love. True love is not a feeling of the heart. It's a commitment from the heart. It's a commitment that affects our actions, how we behave, what we do. We are called to love like this. Just as Jesus loved us, so we are to love one another. This is how we are restored to the relationships that we need. We are restored to God when we choose to love God back. We are restored to others in our lives when we choose to love them sacrificially. And this love affects how we behave, what we do. If you truly love someone, it controls how you interact with them. And that then restores your relationship with them. This love is a gift. It comes from God to us in Jesus. And it comes through us to others by the Holy Spirit that God places within us. And it's still on our part. Requires a continual act to resist not letting it go, but to give. And love also is the key for controlling Elsa's special power. That's how the movie ends. She does not have to deny it, stuff it away, hide it from others, but using committed love, she can then use her powers to bless. And she uses it to make her kingdom a wonderful, beautiful place. A place where people can love and be loved. Proverbs keeps going. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Notice the connection here between living under God's way and the healing it brings to us from the inside out. Healing, being who we are created to be, comes from the love commitment we make with God and that we live out with others. That's how. God created you with a special power, a power that can make a difference. A power that in you can bring life only when it is used in love. It's unleashed when we willfully choose to act over and over again to bring life. We long to live into what we're created to be. Letting it go can be helpful when it means letting go of all that keeps us from loving like this. From loving radically, selfishly. Selflessly. Thank you, that's it. Selflessly. And we see the true letting it go, not when Elsa builds her castle, but when Anna jumps in front. Living sacrificially is actually the path to healing, to true joy, to abundant life. I was sitting next to Lauren at the marriage conference. I went there to build my marriage, and Lauren was there to end it. He said that they had filed for divorce, but before they signed, he and Sue had committed to go to this conference together. Sue was somewhere over with Reese on the wife's side. But the third day, they decided they were going to put off on hold their divorce. Despite their feelings of anger and bitterness, they chose to act out of their commitment, attend the conference. While they were there, they behaved toward each other differently. They made the willful decision to seek help and find a way to work it out. And it did. But only because they continued to make the willful choice. God, you see, could then work with them and work in them to change their future. Little kids can easily behave out of their love commitment, not thinking too much about the cost to themselves. They can let it go. 6-year-old Josh gave his favorite blanket to a girl at daycare who was crying. He acted in his love. Jesus came as an act of love. We are all called to become like this. Roses bloom and cease to be, but we shall the Christ child see. And there both they sat, grown up, yet children at heart. And it was summer, warm, beautiful summer. Amen.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fear. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back, I know you are near. And I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, he never let go through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, he never let go in every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord, you never let go of me. And I can see a light that is coming for the heart that holds on, a purpose like beyond all compare. And there will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, we'll live to know you here on the earth. And I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, he never let go through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, he never let go in every high and every low. Oh no, he never let go, Lord, you never let go. I can see a light that is coming for the heart that holds on, and there will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, still I will praise you, still I will praise you.
Next Sunday, the Reverend Dan Hare is going to be bringing the Word of God. I think you're going to do something with that glass of water up there. Something with the water that we share with others that we learn from Hunchback of Notre Dame. So I invite you to come back and hear where the Word of God is calling us to go and serve.
Pastor, if you go, they'll come still?
Yes, they'll be here.
Okay.
Yes, I'm going on vacation.
Oh, okay.
All right, so receive the benediction. May our God, who loved you from the very beginning, who created in you a plan and a purpose for your life, who gave Jesus to show you what that love looks like, and who healed you from the inside out, give you now the Holy Spirit to go and love like that. Go and let it go. Amen. Go in peace. Just one time too many. Is it always gonna be?